Yes, ma'am.
Are we ready? I do believe we are ready, sister.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I don't know nothing about them. Them lockbox there. I saw on there.
All right. We have one
Eyelash treatment. Press 1 to reserve a QVC gift card or V26192 Panasonic Women Facial Trimmer with accessories. Press 2 to reserve using an item number. Press 3 to reserve today's special value. Press 4 to speak to a representative. Press 0 to hear these options again. Please stay on the line for the next available representative. Apologize for the delay and appreciate your patience. Please continue to hold.
Yes, ma'am. You youngins and your rock and roll.
Celebrate 21 years of Diamondique jewelry with 21 total hours and select anniversary specials on the world's finest simulated gemstone during Diamond.
Welcome to QVC. This is Angela. May I have your item number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
I want to order that lockbox I saw on the TV. I don't know the number of it, though.
What show did you see it on?
I was sitting in... You see, I live in a home, and I was sitting in the lobby... And I had it on, and I ordered stuff from you before in the past, and I had a locking box you could put your stuff in, you could lock it, and people couldn't take your stuff.
Okay, and this was something that you had previously ordered before?
No, I've ordered stuff from you before, and I saw on the TV the lock box. And I want to order one of them.
And it's a lockbox just to put different things in? Anything in particular?
Well, my roommate Henry is I think he's been stealing money from me.
Okay, but we don't have any, like, safes in our stock. We don't carry safes.
I wrote it down here. Hang on, let me get the name of it for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I got butterfingers and it's hard to do things when you're 87 years old.
I can understand.
And my daughter put me in a home and she don't come visit me anymore.
That's terrible.
I found it right here. It's a lock and lock storage.
Lock and lock storage?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now that's more like kitchen containers, like to put spaghetti in and things.
Well, can I put my money in it? Because my roommate Henry had been helping himself to my nest egg.
Well, I mean, you can put your things in it, but it's not, I mean, it's just like putting your things in a Tupperware container. He can still open it. Now, if you're looking for like a safe box, you know what I mean? Something with a code, you're gonna, I mean, we don't sell anything quite like that.
Well, how much is that one? Because that's the one I want. I saw it on the TV.
Okay. Can I have the item number that you have?
I don't have the item number for it. I have a name of it, though. I can read it again.
That's okay. I know, The Lock and Lock is a brand that we have, and it's kitchen...
Yes, ma'am. Or
it's kitchen storage containers. So they come in sets. Like, you can get a set of three, or a set of six, or a set of eight, and they're like little Tupperware containers.
Okay, do you got one that's small enough that I could hide it in my sock drawer?
Oh, yeah.
So I could pull out my money and my checkbook in there, and Henry couldn't find it?
That's right.
I think I want to go ahead and order the small one.
Okay, let's see here.
I can't see too good sometimes when I'm watching a TV in the lobby because they don't let me have one in my room anymore, in room 7, and I gotta walk out to the lobby to hear TV.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see here. We have quite a few of them. We have a Lock and Lock 60s holiday food storage container set, which is $17.47. They're offered in either green or red.
You mean they come all the way from the 60s? Ain't that kind of old to be selling an old storage from the 60s?
No, I'm sorry, it's a six-piece.
What?
There's six pieces of it. There's six different containers.
Oh, it ain't... You mean six lock boxes, not
That's
from
right.
60s, like the years.
That's right.
I'm sorry, sometimes I don't hear things and I misunderstand them.
That's okay. Now, did you want maybe that set?
What color are they? You said I don't like things that are red because they might stick out because all my socks are white. And I don't want him to see it.
Do you want something clear?
Would Henry be able to see my money through the side of it?
Well, any of these containers he's going to be able to see through because they are Tupperwares. They're clear plastic containers.
Well, I don't know nothing about that, but what if I pull like, if I, could I paint them on the side?
You could if you wanted to. I don't see why not.
I'd have to get my daughter come help me or someone who works here, because they don't let us keep painting stuff just sitting around.
What I would suggest is to try to get to a lockbox that maybe has a key on it, and you can keep the key on a little bracelet, you know, around your wrist with you, and then you can just unlock it when you need it. But that way, no one will be able to get into it but you.
Well, she don't live around here no more. She don't run off with that other man. She's over in the next state over, and that's why she don't come over much. So I thought that I could make you find one myself.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, for what you're saying that you need it for, I'm concerned that, you know, number one, they're clear containers. Number two, they're like Tupperwares. They're not really made for security purposes, so they're not. I mean, you can just slip it right open and grab whatever you want, you know?
Well, you said it was for my kitchen, right?
Right, for like pretzels or something like that. I mean, not to hide things.
They were.
I mean, if somebody found them, I mean, I'm sure my toddler could get into them.
I don't know about toddlers, but I know that I ain't allowed to keep snacks and things in my room, and they have a sign above my bed said that I can't have food in my mouth.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm worried that you're going to get this and it's not going to be what you need. It sounds like you need a lockbox. You need something with a key on it to put your stuff in, that way you can walk out of your room and feel better about leaving your stuff behind, that your roommate isn't getting your things.
Oh, I don't walk no more. It's been some time since I done that. But I guess you'll probably know what you're saying, so Can I go ahead and order the lockbox with the key instead of the clear one?
Well, the only problem with that is that we don't sell anything like that. We don't have safety boxes like that. We don't sell those. You would have to get those at Walmart or Target or like a local like a hardware store, something like that. I
can't leave the home.
I know. That's what I was saying. Maybe your daughter could help you with that.
Well, that's why I buy things all the time using the TV, because they give me my own room with a phone that I have to share with Henry. And he not here tonight, and I thought I could call and try get a lockbox to keep my nest egg safe.
Okay, well, let me see here. I did find one item that you may be interested in. It's called a Mealy Burlwood Walnut Jewelry Box with a key lock.
Is this for your kitchen?
No, this is actually, it looks like a jewelry box. It is a jewelry box, but you can put things in it and it locks with a key.
Is it a jewelry box that some woman might have in her room? Because I know that the woman next door is a very dear friend of mine, has a lockbox, but she keep her wedding ring in it.
You can do that. This is a jewelry box. Exactly. And, you know, you can lock it with a key, so you can put other things in there and lock them away.
Does it come with a wrist, like you said, I can put on my wrist?
Well, it doesn't come with a bracelet, but you can make a bracelet and put it on your wrist. I was just suggesting it. It doesn't come with a bracelet to put the key on, no.
You can't, what?
It does not come with a bracelet to put a key on.
How much is it going to cost me? Because I want to have some money left to put in it.
Well, this particular item is $48.
Yeah. I guess I can do that, and then I can keep my things safe from Henry.
Okay.
I tried to tell him. I said, you can't put me in no room with Henry no more, because he steal my things. And they think I'm crazy. They don't believe me. They say that because I don't see good, that I just lose my things.
Oh, I'm sorry. But did you want to order one? Did you want me to have one sent to you?
Can you mail it to me from where you are?
I believe so. As far as I know, I can.
Oh, okay.
May I have your home phone number?
Well, I don't have a number. I live in room 7.
Okay, well, I would need a telephone number of where you are to be able to place this order.
Well, they don't give me a number. They just say to tell people I live in room 7. And then people call the home and say, I want to talk room 7. But people don't call me much. They always call Henry.
You would need to obtain the full address, and also the phone number of the place that you're staying, and then we can go ahead and ship this item to you. But if you'd like, in the meantime, I can give you the item number.
I'm not staying here. I live here. They make me live here. I can't leave.
Right, but I have to have more information to be able to send this item to your address.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I ain't got no address for some time, because I'm in room 7.
Right, but we can't just ship to room 7. I don't know where room 7 is. We need your address, your full address, and also your telephone number to be able to ship it to you.
Well, I live in Bedford Home, over next to the stadium. You know where that is?
No, ma'am.
I'm not a ma'am. I'm a sir.
I'm sorry, I don't know where that's at.
I was in the military, and I was a sir in the military. That was back when I could see good.
I'm sorry, I would need a full telephone number and an address to be able to send this to you.
Hold on, I got the number on this piece of paper here. Hang on. I'm sorry to put you through all this and having to put, because I don't read or see good. It's hard for me. Okay, I wrote my number on this paper here. And I have it right here in front of me. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I have a number right here.
Okay.
The number is 1, like the number 1, 8, 8, 8, 3, 4, 5, 5, 7, 8, 8. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, and that was... Let me see here. That was 888-345-5788.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I wrote down on the paper.
I'm sorry. That is a telephone number to another shopping network.
What up? That's the one I wrote down to try not forget.
I do apologize. This is a toll-free telephone number to a business.
Well, so is Bedford Home. There's people work here every day around. Every day they live here too, and they work here. And they answer the phones. Well, I know what to do. Is there any way that you can come over here and help me place the order over by the stadium?
I'm sorry, I don't know where that is. If you can maybe get the information from maybe an attendant that lives there, or that, you know, one of the nurses, and give us a call back.
Well, I don't.
We can ship it to you, okay?
Well, I thought I had your number, and now you're saying I didn't have your number, and if I hang up, I won't have your number to call you back.
I can give it to you if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Let me write down what you give me. Okay. You've been so nice to me. No one else has been as nice to me as you has been this week here. All right. Well, I got my pen here. I have to write big because I don't read good.
Okay. It's 1-800.
Yeah. Huh.
345.
1515. So, I can give you my number now if you're ready. Ma'am?
Okay.
And 1-8. Oh, is that the number you just gave me? No. This is my number. This is my number. I found my number. It's a 345 number with 1515.
Yes, that is our telephone number.
To Bedford Home?
No, that's the number to QVC.
Where is that?
That's the television station that you've called.
Oh, I thought I'd call the woman who was selling the lockbox.
No, I'm sorry, this is QVC. We're a home shopping network.
Oh, that woman on the TV.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the woman I was talking to earlier to try to buy the lockbox.
I'm sorry. Was there anything else I can help you with today?
Well, I guess not, other than the fact that I want to go ahead and order that lockbox.
Okay. Okay, well, you need to obtain your address and your phone number from a nurse.
Can I talk to the woman I was talking to earlier?
You're going to need to obtain the address and the phone number of the place that you're living for us to be able to send this item to you. We have no way of sending it to room 7. I have no idea where that's at.
Well, the other woman seemed to know what I was talking about and said that I could lock it with a key.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you were talking about.
Well,
she
told me I could lock the lockbox with a key and keep it around my wrist.
That's right, but we have to have an accurate address and phone number in order to send an item to you. I can't just send it out into room 7. I have no idea where that's at. You need to obtain a full address and a full phone number for me to be able to send it to you, okay?
If I give you that, does that mean you're able to drive it over to me and I sign for it?
It will be sent by mail.
But you mean the postal service?
That's right. Was there anything else I can help you with today?
Well, I guess what I was going to do then is when I order the lockbox, I'll go ahead and have you send it over to me.
Certainly, and I thank you so much for calling QVC. You have a nice evening.
All right. You gave me your number, right? I'll call you back?
Yes, I gave you the number.
I may have to get... what's your name? I can talk to you again.
I'm sorry, you would just call back and speak to the representative that answers the phone.
You mean I don't get to talk to you?
You probably wouldn't get me directly, sorry.
Well, how would the other person know which lockbox I want to buy?
They can help you with that. They will be able to find it for you.
So if I tell the woman or the man on the other end of the line that I want the one with the key around my wrist, they know what I want?
That's right. They only have one in stock.
With the wrist key?
That's right.
Oh. Okay, I guess that's good. I got some time, I guess, because they don't come in and check my blood pressure for a couple hours, so I won't be able to call you right back. Ma'am?
Yes, well, I thank you so much for calling QVC. You have a nice evening.
I'm just trying to order the lockbox.
Okay, well, you need to obtain the full address and phone number for us to be able to send this item to you. We need an address and a phone
number.
Can
I write down what I need to do to order it on my paper?
Okay, and then you call us, and we will send it to you, okay?
Okay, well, what do I need to do? I want to write it down so I don't waste any more of your time.
We need your address, and we need your telephone number.
My address? That's where I live?
Yes, we need your address to where you live.
So, room 7. And
the full address. The full address. Not just the room number. The full address.
You mean Bedford Hall?
Like 123 Main Street, room number 7. That would work. But I have no idea where you are.
So, I live on Main Street?
I don't know where you live. I'm just giving you an example of an address. We need your full address.
Oh, you mean like when I write letters to my daughter, what I write on the envelope? That's what you need?
I don't need your address.
But that's the one I write on the envelopes from where I live. And then I give them to Nurse May and she take them sometimes once a week and mails them for me. When she bring my breakfast, I give her my letters. Ma'am?
Sorry, was there anything else I can help you with today?
I just want to finish making this list of what I got to do so I can go to bed.
I need your full address and your full phone number, and you're going to have to call back, okay? Call back on the number that I gave you.
So, you need my address?
And your telephone number,
My number? So I okay. Can I call you back at, let's see which one I got here. I got 770-516-9010.
No, I'm sorry. It's 1-800-345-1515.
Well, that's the one I wrote down. It's the one I just read you.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for calling QVC. Have a nice evening.
Well, maybe that's my number. I think that's my number I just read you. That's my number. That's the number for room 7 where I live. That's what's said right here on the paper.
Okay, but I need more information than that.
Well, I thought you said you need my phone number.
I need your full address as well.
I got that on this here paper, too. I'm sorry, my wife used to deal with all this, and she went up to be with the Lord. I've been struggling to figure it out ever since. Trying to find it here. I keep a notebook with things in it, but I can't read what I write sometimes on it, on the paper. In here. Trying to find it in my book. And I write down things because I forget things and I keep them in a book. And that book has a little knapsack on the side of my walker. And I use that when I'm in the chair. I found my phone number right here on the paper.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry. I'm unable to help you. I'm going to transfer you to customer service. Just one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to order my lockbox.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Did I do something wrong, ma'am? What are you doing that music for? I didn't want all that music in here. I tried to explain to a woman a minute ago on the phone that when Nurse May come in the morning with the eggs that I don't like to eat because they're all dry, and I try to put the ketchup on them, and they put the ketchup in a little packet, and I can't get open with my fingers the way they are. And it's tight, and sometimes I make a mess with it, and they said I'm not supposed to eat it by my mouth anyway. And they said that a special no feed sign that they put up above my bed. And I try to tell them I want to eat the things that I used to eat when I wasn't in a home. And my daughter said that because of the stroke, that means I can't walk, that they won't give me that food anymore because I'm not allowed to have any of it. And they said that if I eat it, I could get in my throat and be stuck and then have to do another procedure. And the last procedure they did was with the tube, and I told them that didn't feel good, and it got stuck on in my throat, and I couldn't get it out. And but I wasn't awake when they did it. They said I had to be asleep for it, cause it was gonna hurt. And my daughter said that she gonna try to help me, and then all she did is put me in a home and run away with another man. And so that's why I'm in the home, and that's why I need to protect my things from Henry, because he tries to steal them. And I'm an army man, and I'm just trying to make my way the best way that I know to make. And you just playing a radio in my ear. And I want to just order my lockbox, just like when I order my spectacle from the man on the TV. And, ma'am? Ma'am, I didn't have any music like this when I don't want it to keep up the neighbors. I guess while we wait, you can tell me about your daughter. Ma'am? You there now, ma'am? Trying to make me wait all this here time, and I felt like I was inconveniencing you with my paper book, but you making me wait. No, you young kids and your rock music, I don't need to sit here being insulted by your subculture. And I want to talk to that first woman. I'm starting to think you don't want me to order my lockbox. I might go try to find some nurse maid to go buy one for me.
Sir?
Yeah, ma'am?
Hello.
Are you the woman I was talking to earlier?
Yes.
Oh, how...
Would you happen to have the phone number and the address of where you live?
Yeah, I already read it to you. I'm gonna open my book again. I put it away. Hang on. I got it here. I got it right here on my paper. It said 1-800-345-1515. And you said I'm supposed to call that number and order the lockbox.
That is correct. We would need to obtain your full address and your telephone number. And you just give us a call and we'll order that lockbox for you, okay?
What else I need to give you? My driver's license? Because they took that away from me. They said he can't drive no more.
No, I'm sorry. We would need your full address and your telephone number.
But my address is on my license, and they took it away, and I don't live there anymore.
Okay, I do apologize. You would have to obtain it. I don't know how you would get your address, but you would need your address. And just give us a call back at that number, but I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get going now. I have a meeting that I have to go to with my supervisor, okay?
Can I talk?
Just give us a call back tomorrow, anytime after 8 a.m., and we will be open.
Can I call you?
Billy Ray? What are you doing?
Can I call? Hey, I'm just...
Billy Ray? Hello? Who's this?
I'm trying to order a lockbox in here.
Network? Billy Ray, what did you call this lady
for? I'm trying to get my number order a lockbox in my
you
book.
You order a lockbox? Why do you need to order a lockbox for?
Henry's stealing my money. I try to tell
you.
I told you
you
don't listen
things.
To me no more.
You're getting old, try, Henry. Billy Ray, you're getting old. Henry's not stealing anything. Ma'am, what were you trying to order, a lockbox? Billy Ray's
he's
a very...
He's taking my money.
Billy Ray, shh.
Hey, what?
Billy Ray is a very...
Thank you for calling. Can you have a nice evening?
What information did you need to process the order?
I'm going to need his telephone number.
Uh-huh.
I already gave it to her. She wasn't listening.
Hold on, Billy Ray.
I...
Let me go get the full address and the telephone number for you, ma'am. Hello? 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 That was good, dude.
That's a new record.
35 minutes.
I couldn't break the 22-minute barrier. That's a new